This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hope day. I only see the barest of clouds in the skies. It looks like it's going to be, it's a bright, bright, sunshiny day. And hopefully it'll be nice where you are. In the city, I'm sure it'll be nice and cool. Benicia, I don't know. I might be looking for a water trough pool.
I got like a little portable AC thing, so we'll see.
Oh,
yeah.
You did? Oh, is that the link that I sent you?
Yeah. So
a little teeny one? Your hands are so close together.
Yeah, it's really tiny. It's just really meant for your face, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it has like actual cold, freezing cold air that comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cheer. Put that up under your shirt. That helps, you know,
yeah.
Right? Wherever
you know,
you need it.
I've lived in hot places before, and although this is, to me, still too hot, and anything over 80 to me is too hot, but when it gets really, really hot, like 100, I just wear my surf trunks and get in and out of the shower, an ice-cold shower for 1 minute. Just cool your whole body down and then walk out wet.
Yeah,
it'll wet the house down, too, but you know, as one way to stay cool.
Yeah, that does work. I have done that. So,
the
all right,
Radio
let's hit the news.
Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app which allows you to listen to this radio station everywhere you go. So you get the app, then you put on Alice at 97.3, and then you listen to us all day, every day. Thank you. Here's what's happening. One of the things that I wanted to touch on real quick, the funeral for George Floyd was held in Houston yesterday. As we move forward from this point, what you're hearing a lot is defund the police. It's extremely important, if this is causing you grief, to look it up, because it does not mean we will not have police.
It does not mean disband the police.
So I highly recommend you look it up. It will calm you some, and it will just help you understand that often police are doing jobs they want no part of and just get stuck with. And this is going to put money into places that will allow others to take on social type jobs. So we'll
Mental
see where it goes.
Problems dealing with homeless people, mediating, you know, domestic disputes. A lot of it falls on the police.
Camden, New Jersey makes the news because they dissolved its police department in 2012 to rebuild it. So it was focused around building trust with the community and partnering with people instead of just focusing on punishment. And their violent crime has dropped 42%.
Huh?
I don't know firsthand anything about what they did, but that number shows a positive change. So
yeah. Well, and there's you can, if you want a really sort of broken down into simple terms description of this, watch Last Week Tonight, the John Oliver show on HBO. It's about a half hour long. I thought he made it really clear, and it was really well done and very thorough. It doesn't mean that the police go away. It doesn't mean that we're disbanding the police. It means that funding is going to be redirected.
Merriam-Webster was contacted by a grad student sorry, law school grad student from St. Louis named Kennedy Mitchum. Kennedy reached out and said, your current definition of racism is not good enough.
Oh.
And they agreed.
What was the old definition?
The current definition is, quote, a belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. Merriam-Webster agreed and said, we're working on a new definition starting right now. So we don't have the new one yet. But
that'll be interesting to hear what they come up with.
I agree.
Hmm.
And I can tell you that was... I didn't see that story until this morning, but I can tell you that was how we started the conversation with my six-year-old at the dinner table last night. Do you know what racism is? And we went from there. And we realized we have a lot of work to do. Now, she's six, so it's not something...
Well, you started the conversation. I think
that we're in a rush to finish. We're not trying to, you know, cram it down her throat so she's ready for a test on right. Tuesday. But we realized that
anti-racism is, as it turns out, kind of a lifelong pursuit. So it's, you know, it's great that she's starting at six, or that you're starting her on that path at six.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd started on the path years and years and years ago. I was woefully ignorant. Go ahead.
About a
fact.
After a curling match, the winners are supposed to take the losers out for a round of drinks, even at the Olympics. That's the tradition for curling, that you take...
Oh, sorry, you lost, eh? It's going to cost you. Let's go have some beers.
Thousand Island dressing is named after the Thousand Islands region in the St. Lawrence River between the United States and Canada. It was created by a fisherman's wife while he fished in the river.
So she made the dressing. Is Thousand Island...
It's
like
the orange
ketchup and ranch?
I don't know.
Or something?
No, I thought it was ketchup and mayonnaise, but I don't even know.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Something like that. And pickles? Do they put
pickles
in there?
Yeah, I think there's pickles in there. Like relish. It's like ketchup, mayo, and relish. It's
like all the
things that you would put on a hamburger or something. I don't know if people put relish on hamburgers. I'm not a huge fan, are you?
Thousand Island, I'll eat it. I'm not a huge fan. I wouldn't, you know, if there's other stuff there, I'll pick the other stuff most likely, but I wouldn't not eat it.
Doesn't offend you in any way.
Oh, you just ruined my salad by putting that on there. I'd go, all right, I'll eat that. Still not touching the tomatoes, but whatever.
You don't like tomatoes?
I like tomatoes. I don't eat a tomato, though. Like, I like tomato sauce. I'll put a tomato on a hamburger if it's not gross. More often than not, when I cut a tomato, they're not good.
Well, it's true. Supermarket tomatoes can have that, like, we call it the crystalline entity.
Yeah.
They have that mealy thing.
Yeah,
but,
they
man,
suck.
A good tomato, I'll eat a tomato like an apple. Actually, not like an apple, because I salt it. I take a bite, salt on there, take another bite. I'll eat just tomato salad. That's so
funny.
Where
are you finding these good tomatoes, I wonder? Because I always get crummy tomatoes. And I've even gone to the guy in the produce department and said, go ahead, pick me a good tomato. Oh, an heirloom? I'll pay extra. Let's do it.
Oh, sometimes those are excellent.
Go, yuck.
No, sometimes they're great. When I was growing up, my mom used to grow tomatoes. We had a pretty large garden. And nothing has ever come close to those tomatoes. And we would eat them like apples. We'd just pick one and you'd sit down and eat it. So good.
Wow.
And But the only ones I ever find these days are the heirlooms. And they're not available all year. And the rest of them are those, like, are they called like hothouse tomatoes or something?
There's like
kind
that.
Of, I call them iceberg tomatoes because they're like mass produced. They always suck and have no flavor.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, those are what I'm talking about. Anyway, in the song High Voltage by AC/DC, the chord progression in the chorus is
AC/DC.
AC/DC.
High Voltage Rock and Roll.
Jack White
from
the White Stripes took his wife Meg's last name when they got married. His maiden name, if you can call it that, was Gillis.
Oh. Gillis with an E-I-S or an E-S?
G-I-L-L-I-S.
Oh, funny. I know some Gillises, but they're with an E-S.
Very strange. It is, I mean, not strange, but
well,
strange.
Maybe like, he was like, you know, listen, this I need to be a white stripe.
All right.
You know? So hadn't they divorced by the time they had hit songs?
Like I don't know.
They were just friends or something?
I think that story, their sort of thing is all over the place. I've heard that I'd even heard that story that he took her name, but I don't know. I didn't know for sure. Like it was a rumor they were married.
And yeah. I didn't know that it was for sure.
Right. But they did. He took her name. His last name is Gillis. And now he's famous with, you know, I'm sure the family's like, you couldn't make our name famous. Like, what gives?
Right. Hello. We wanted to be the famous Gillis family.
We're the Gillises. Hello. Americans drink more than 6 billion gallons of beer every year. And a new study broke... 6 billion gallons of beer every year. And a new study broke down beer drinking per capita to figure out which states drink the most and the least. The missus has been buying something from... Normally, she'll have a glass of wine. She's been buying, I think it's the stuff you like, Deschutes.
Oh, Deschutes, yeah. So she's an IPA girl, huh?
I guess. I don't know what I did. Obviously, since I'm an alcoholic, I stay away from anything alcohol. So I haven't picked the bottle up to examine it, but I believe it's a Deschutes. And do they only make IPA?
I truly don't know. There's one that they have. It's like a fresh squeeze, but it's like an artichoke on the front there. But it is kind of, is that the one?
I didn't look closely enough, but anyway, the 10 states that are drinking the most beer per person include New Hampshire, Montana, Vermont, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nevada, Maine, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Hawaii.
Wow. The Northeast heavily represented.
Well, many of those places have boredom in common.
Mm-hmm.
Although I wouldn't say Hawaii is boring, but you know.
Maybe people drink a lot of beer there because they're on vacation.
Maybe. The 10 states that drink the least amount of beer per person are Utah.
I knew it was going to be Utah.
It's a dry state. It's dry. You can't even get booze there.
Well, in some towns you can.
Maryland, New Jersey, Connecticut.
What? New Jersey?
New
what
York,
are they drinking?
Rhode Island, Idaho, Arkansas, Washington, and Massachusetts.
That seems ridiculous.
Drinking the least beer per person. Well, maybe they're drinking other stuff now. Maybe they've moved on to White Claw. I mean, if you can call that a drink.
Oh, it's
a drink. Not a drink. I agree that that's not a drink.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what people are into, but to me, that seems like it's not. A guy in Delaware tried to run over another guy who confronted him about his reckless driving over the weekend. And then he wound up shooting the guy in the arm. Kevin Brownlee from Lewes, Delaware. He was driving over the weekend when another guy tailed him until he stopped. And then he went up to the SV to tell Kevin, "You drive like crap, dude."
Oh.
Kevin did not like his review and tried to punch the guy. But the guy reached into Kevin's SUV to block it. His arm got stuck, and when it got loose, he fell down. Kevin threw his SUV into reverse and tried to run the guy over. The guy got out of the way, but kept following Kevin until they got to Kevin's house, at which point Kevin went inside, grabbed his gun, and shot the guy.
Oh. What state is this in?
This is in Delaware.
Oh, boy. Wow. Man. We are such different people in our cars. Like, if those two had met someplace else, they'd probably be friends. They're so alike.
The guy was taken to the hospital with a gunshot wound to his arm, and Kevin was arrested and charged with attempted murder, possession of a deadly weapon during a felony, reckless endangerment, and criminal mischief. I'm not surprised by he tried to run the guy over, which is a clear use of a weapon to the extreme. So
yeah,
I don't know what the guy was thinking.
But the guy followed him and pulled him over. Like, I mean, it's the whole thing is like nothing good was going to come out of this. There was never this, you know, Kevin wasn't going to learn better driving habits. And this, and I don't remember the other guy's name. Like, there was no way this was going to turn out well. We need to have that in mind before we start following people and trying to critique them about their driving or whatever thing we feel like we need to say to people. Oh my God.
I'll tell you what. I have, now that I'm often driving in the car with a full car load, I have calmed down considerably. And I'm that dude now. I just drive in the slow lane and I just cruise and I just wait. I'm just waiting to get where I'm going. I'm not... It's just not
decided years ago. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just go slow and see how that goes. And it's great.
I don't know about great.
I don't believe you, though. You're a fast driver. You're like a
little
guy.
Well, when I have the family in the car, when I'm alone, I need to get places. But when I've got them in the car, I just like, look, it ain't worth it. And frankly, I don't want to be in a situation with them around either.
Right, in front of your kids, right?
Right. So,
And it's true. We do ramp ourselves up, you know, like you start to stew about the way someone else is driving.
Oh, well.
And obviously you're in a race with them, you know.
You just cut me off. Oh, and now you're going to look at me like I'm the problem. Well,
see,
I'm going to tailgate you.
You're doing it now. Don't do that. You got to
be
the bigger man. Just I always go, oh, that person has mental challenges. Oh, that poor thing.
Oh, really?
I just tell myself
it's
that
them.
So that
it's
I can.
It's not you. I know I
that's,
get it.
I do so that I don't, because I, you know, me. I'll take the bait. I'm known for it.
Our and text
so
number is.
I'm actively making an effort not to take the bait.
Good job.
Thank you.
800-400-3697 is our text number. We love to hear from you guys. Seriously. So send us stuff all day, anytime. We love it. 707 says Utah has some great breweries. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was a dry state. Is it just
Towns.
Is a dry city?
I don't even know if Salt Lake's dry. There are definitely towns that are like, there is no alcohol allowed here, but plenty of it is. But are they one of those blue law states or whatever those are called? Like where they have, there's all kinds of restrictions around how you can purchase it.
I don't know. Having grown up in California, I'm shocked by some of the systems that are in place. Mm-hmm. And I only knew of that for the first time when I moved to Pennsylvania to work with you. Yep. And that was the first time I saw, like, you can't go buy booze on a Sunday at all.
And actually, Pennsylvania, I will say, because I've lived in a few places that have rules and restrictions like that. That one is among the worst. That place is a huge pain in the ass.
Oh, okay.
But you get, you know, after you find out the rules, you start to make your plans to make sure you don't run out on the days you can't get it. It's so silly.
510. And Sarah, honestly,
what?
Being the drinker that you are, I can't believe you made this mistake. Come on, Sarah. An artichoke on the beer? It's
what
a beer
it?
Hop on the front of the bottle.
Oh, it's a hop. Oh, okay. Now I know. Thank you so much for telling me. I was like, why they got an artichoke on here? Look at it.
Yeah.
You know what? I can.
It looks like
that
artichoke.
Yes, that's the stuff. The light blue, whatever that thing.
I should have known it was a hop because it's like super hoppy beer. But I was like, I don't know why they got an artichoke on there. I think it would be, you know.
I can see why you see an artichoke. That makes sense.
Well, it looks like an artichoke, but it also apparently, I don't know what a hop looks like. But I'm going to say now I know what a hop looks like.
Now
thank you,
you
listener
do.
Who wrote in.
Right. More after these.
Okay.
Sarah. And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.